Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Hey Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday Simen Reish Samach Gimel, and we talked yesterday about the obligation for a woman to light candles, and we discussed how she's supposed to light the candles and how many candles she's supposed to light. We begin with the very last word in the Ramah on Lamed Hey Omud Aleph. Ha'isha Sheshachicha Pam Achas Lahadlik. If a woman, as we'll see, through negligence as opposed to by accident, if a woman forgot to light the candles on Erev Shabbos, so what should she do? So the Ramah tells us, Madlekes Kol Yomel, for the rest of her life, she has to light an extra candle, Shlosha Neiros, brought down the name of the Ma'ariel, she now lights an extra candle. We brought down yesterday that the Minog, very commonly accepted, is for a woman to light at least two candles, although the din is only one, and that's because of Shomar V'Zachor B'Dibur Echad, to remind us of this wonderful idea. So now, she normally has a baseline of two, so she would have to light three. If her baseline was six, we brought down different shittos yesterday, seven, ten, the number of children that you have, plus two, all the different shittos for how many candles a woman lights. If she forgets to light, she has to light one additional candle. That's brought down in the name of the Ma'ariel by the Ramah. Now, he adds, Ki yecholim lahosif al dover ha-mechuvan neged dover acher. And there's no problem over here about tosif, there's no problem over here of lighting extra candles, because you are allowed to light more than the standard two that are accepted. However, ubavach lo yivchos, but you can't light less. Once you've accepted upon yourself this number, the woman has to light that many candles every Erev Shabbos. This is brought down in the name of the Ashri and the Mordechai. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, Mairi, we're talking here, Bishahaisa Regila Bishnaim. We're talking here, a woman's normally accepting her upon herself to light two candles. Vimhaisa Regila Mitrila Bishlosha, if her standard practice was to light three, let's say, as we brought down yesterday, Minuk, she has one child, so she lights three candles. So now, if she forgets 1 week, Tzricha Lahadlik Koyimar Arba, she goes up one and has to light four. Vimshachach Kam upon him, the Mishneh Berurah says, in the unfortunate situation where she forgets on a regular basis, or she forgets another time, Tzricha Lahosif Bakol Pam. Old Ner Echod Yoser. So she forgot once, now she has to light, instead of her baseline three, she has to light four. A year later, she forgets again, so now she has to light, instead of her new baseline of four, she now has to light five. Vakol Mishum Knas. And the reason this is because it's a penalty. The rabbis wanted to make sure that she's Zahira, she's careful about lighting Shabbos candles, and therefore, if she doesn't, we instituted a penalty over here. Kidei Shetei Zahira Bechvot Shabbos. So she should be a little bit more careful with her covered Shabbos. The issue for number 12 brings down, likewise, Im Shechecha Shayom Shabbos. If the woman, for whatever the reason, forgot that it was Shabbos, and therefore, as a result, she treated it like a regular weekday, she got messed up in her days somehow, so the Shevet Alevi Zatzal brings down that that's also included in this Knas, and she'd have to light an extra candle. The issue foot number 13 brings down, let's say a young woman is in her parents' house for Shabbos. She's a newlywed, and she's at her parents' house, and her mother lit candles, but she herself forgot to light the candles that Shabbos, even though she is obligated to light the candles because she's going to be returning to her own house at night. Later on in this siman, we'll discuss when you can rely upon the balas habayis and light with her, or when you have to light on your own. So here she's going back to her own house, so she certainly was responsible to light her own candles. So Moshe Feinstein's Atzal in the Igros Moshe brings down shechayeves miato lahadlik neros nosaf kol Shabbos. This is called forgetting, and Rav Moshe says this young woman would have to go light an additional candle every Erev Shabbos for the rest of her life. However, Rav Ozin Zatzal disagrees, and he says, Sheba ofen ze lo kansua chacham, and the rabbis didn't institute a knas over here, kiven she'en tzarchei bayi ze mutal mele, because the house she was physically at, her parents' house, at the time of Hadlakas Neros, she didn't have an absolute obligation to light there, and therefore they didn't institute a knas. What happens if a man is, for whatever the reason, lighting the Shabbos candles, and he forgets? So Rav Ozin Zatzal brings down that the rabbis didn't institute a knas in this situation. He doesn't have to light an additional candle every week. Bishum sha'aleha mutelis tzarchei abayis, because his wife would normally be the person that would have this obligation, and he doesn't have to go and light an extra candle if he forgets. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. This is all when she was negligent. She forgot to light the Erev Shabbos candles. V'yakein im ne'ensov lo adlika. If she is under force not to light the candles. For example, kigon shayso beis asurim chayosav zeh. They threw her in jail. The Tsar came and threw them in jail. And they're in a Rachmanis Litzlan concentration camp, but they can't light Shabbos candles. So ein etzrich losif. Then we don't say when they get out, Baruch Hashem, they're saved from the concentration camp, they now have to light 52 extra candles every week for the year that they miss lighting Shabbos candles. Rachmanis Litzlan. Kosev el yirab, the el yirab adds, Yishu Aniya, a very poor woman, Yesh Lahakil Bishishacha, it's going to be a financial burden upon her to go and light an extra candle every week for the rest of her life. She's a very poor lady. So they said it's acceptable in this situation. She's Tosif Koyomel Ma'at Shem Bener. She could just make a little bit of additional oil into the lamp that she's lighting, or imibad lekis neros, if she's lighting wax candles, tadlik tomid ner echod mat yoser oruch mi betchila. Light one candle that's a little bit bigger than she's accustomed to, rather than forcing her to have the significant financial expense, if that's the case, for purchasing an extra full candle. The issue for number 14 brings down, the Rav Nissen Karlitz says, shlita, from here, you see that you're not allowed to change the size of your candles. A woman can't just say, I'm used to lighting larger candles, and now I'm going to light smaller candles. That's not permissible. However, at the end of the footnote, in the third paragraph, he brings down from Dayan Weiss, Tzatzal, in the Minchas Yitzchak, that if a woman wishes to change her minhag, and now she wishes lahadlik mispar godol yoser shoneros ketarim, instead of lighting three candles that are larger, she'll now light four candles that are smaller, as long as they're essentially equivalent, so he says that is permissible for the woman to change her minhag to do so. Ubitnai sheidliku aneros b'shas asud, but she should make sure that the candles last long enough, that they're going to be shorter burning candles, that they last during the meal. Mishnah Berurah of Kanchesi writes, Davar HaMechuvan, when we said over here that she's lighting more than the standard amount, wrote Shalomar, Sheshtei Neiros Hu Mechuvan Keneged Zocha V'Shomer V'Chanal. As we explained, the base position of most women is while the din is to light one, most women light at least two candles once they're married. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Beis. Echod HaNoshim, this is true by men, V'Echod HaNoshim, and by women, Chayovim Lios B'Vateyem Ner Dolok B'Shabbos. Men and women both have to make sure that there are candles lit in their house on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo ma yochal. And even if this means that there's nothing to eat, they have to make sure that there are candles present. We'll explain in a moment what comes first in priority in terms of food versus candles. So, therefore, if a person doesn't have the financial means, shoel al ha-psochem, you have to go and ask on the doorways. In other words, you have to go out and beg, v'lokeach shemen u'madli kesener, to borrow from people oil and light Shabbos candles, sheze b'chlal onik Shabbosu, because this is part of the mitzvah of onik Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Tess. Ein ha-kavona de'ein lo klal ma yochal. It doesn't mean that he has absolutely nothing to eat, because in that situation, the bezeh mutav shiachzor al ha-psochem, k'dei liknos lechem l'Shabbos. Certainly, a person shouldn't starve and fast on Shabbos. If your choice is candles or food, some food, to have bread, so then bread takes precedence. The kayin bezeh mitzvahs kiddush begam ikasu de Shabbos, because with the bread, you can both make kiddush on the bread and have the ikasu de Shabbos on pas. Ella, he's telling us over here, Akavana Shein Lo Lecho Mishal Atzmo, he doesn't have a lot of extra food. Shum Espanis Mikupas at Stokke, he really only supports himself from the Stokke funds or whatever they give him to eat for Shabbos, that's what he has. Nevertheless, such a person, he has to make sure that he also has candles for Shabbos. The issue for number 15 brings down, even though technically the man say, this is my wife's responsibility, so what do I have to do about this? So the Shelus Tshuva Shevet Alevi Zatzal brings down, Mikomokum Chayev Hotzas HaMomon Al Neros Shabbos Mutal HaBaal. It's his financial responsibility, even though it's her mitzvah. And therefore, the Baal would have to go out and beg and ask for people to give him money to have Shabbos candles. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umishyesh lo mos mitzum tzomim, if somebody has a very small, limited financial abilities, mitzvahs lechem l'suda Shabbos kodem l'kol. So the priority is, first thing you do with your limited finances is to buy bread for Shabbos. And then, v'ner l'shabbos kodem l'kach mishar macholim. Then the next thing, once you have a little bit of food with the bread, so the Shabbos candles come next before any other foods. The aftershar macholim abasru gam kim b'chlal onik Shabbos, because even though the other delicacies, the other meats and foods that you want to have for Shabbos is also a mitzvah of onik Shabbos, nevertheless, mikol mokum ner odif yoser mishum shalom bayis. The candles come first after you have bread, because that's shalom bayis, which is more important than the food. Ukil l'kamon, as we've already explained, and we'll learn again in Yitz Hashem. Omiyu, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum ner, dai ner echud l'chud. Once you have one candle, you fulfill the base mitzvah, then hashar yotzi amacholi Shabbos. Don't try for shomer v'zocher, two candles, or eight candles, or 10 candles, or however many candles you want to light. If you only have very limited funds, purchase one candle, biyotzi that mitzvah, and then use the rest of the money for food for macholi Shabbos. Kitamrina b'gemara, as the Gemara states, dafilu oni tzarech lasos dover mu'at l'chvot Shabbos. Even a poor person has to try to have something extra for Shabbos, as we've already learned, v'yem b'mashik asavdun le'el b'simen reish b'mbeiz b'mishin b'ru, where these halachas were previously discussed. He has to go beg on the street corners. Mr. Bruce of Kanyud explains, dehu ikar onik su de Shabbos. This will help him enhance his Suda Shabbos by having lights. Umiyu, and Sarach Lazer, Rak Bishul Nerachot. As we pointed out already, one candle is sufficient to see the food and enjoy the food and to make sure there's Shalom Bayis there. You don't have to go and buy many candles if you have very, very limited resources. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hanoshim Musharos Bo Yoser. Women are more involved in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos than are the men. The Mishnah explains in Sifkan Yud Aleph, Vafilu Amir Tzabal Lahavik Biatzvo. The man says, I would like to do this mitzvah. Nevertheless, Ha'isha Kodemis. He brings down for the Magen Avram that a wife takes precedence over the husband in this mitzvah. Unless in Lo Shiesh Harbe Neros, unless they're lighting so many candles, Yachalu Gam Kein Lahadlik. If he wants to light some of them, and she lights some of them, that's perfectly good. As the issue of number 16 brings down, if you have lots of rooms in the house, so the Bir Alocha in Siv Vav Dibra Maskel Bachurim brings down that the woman should light the major candles, and the man can light in the other chadarim without a bracha. In regards to hiddur mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav adds, Shetov Shaish Yadlik Bishar Chadarim. It's even a hiddur mitzvah for the man to light some of the candles in some of the other rooms. And he says, nowadays that we have electric lights, and that's the essential lights for those rooms, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shaish Atadlik Gam Esachashmal B'mokam Asudo V'gam Es Mispar Hanero Shurgila B'han V'tevarach. The woman puts on the electric lights and can put on her Shabbos candles and light them and make a bracha. And if the husband wants to, he can go light in the other rooms, either with candles or with the electrical lights, but he doesn't make, of course, a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important halacha. Ukishi Oledes, a woman right after childbirth, she's just given birth, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. The Shabbos we shown her, the first Shabbos, Friday afternoon, after she gave birth, Mad the Kabbal Mavarach. Mishnah Berurah brings down a custom that the husband goes and lights the Shabbos candles that Shabbos. The Yishuvot number 17 brings down the reason behind this is brought down by Harav Frankel, Shekivan, She'ena, Ishi, Yecholu, Lahadlik, as an Eresmim Komam, because the woman can't light in her regular place. She's lying in bed. She just gave birth. And Yecholu Lakum, Mimitasa, she can't get up from her bed, so it's preferable that the husband should light in that situation in the regular dining room place. And he adds, Shalafize, Emef, Shayesh, Laniach, as an Eros, Somach, Lemitasa, Isha, Vitidlekim, Sham, if it's possible for the woman to light the candles right next to her bed, that would be preferable. And he says, nowadays, nowadays when women come home much faster to their houses, they kick them out of the hospitals very fast, she's home for Shabbos, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal Paskins, Shenoagim, Shetadlik, Saneros, Biatzmo, she should light the candles herself. We rarely have the situation, Baruch Hashem, where the woman, if she's home, isn't able to light the candles in the dining room. Baruch Hashem, they should all be healthy and be able to do so. Rav Yashiv says that's preferable, even though the minhag was that the husband would light the first Friday afternoon. And then he says, "Kshena Isha Babayis." But if the woman's in the hospital, oh, Shane Dev Shirusul Adlik Zaneros, so she's not feeling well and she can't light the candles. So Rav Yashiv then says, "Shebanos Habayis Hagdolos Kodmos Labal Balik Zaneros." The older daughter should light preferable than the husband. Kivin Shav Hey Mitzuyis Babayis Vaotzkos Bitzrachim, because as we said, this is a woman's mitzvah, and it would be preferable for his older daughters or some other woman in the house, Mistama, to go light rather than the husband. Rav Nissen Karl Shlita, however, is not so certain, and he says he's not sure. Im Odiv Shabal Yadlik Mishum Shemitzvah Bo Yosem Yishlucho. After all, the mitzvah is on the husband, and normally his wife lights it, but the mitzvah falls upon him. Maybe he should do this, and it's only that the woman does this because Ishto Kegufo, and therefore it's not considered a shaliach. Or do we say Shem Odiv Shabonos Yadliku? Or do we say no? It's better that his daughter lights because of the reason that the woman extinguished the lights of the world with Chava putting out the lights of the world, so to say. So therefore, it's better that a woman lights it. He's left with the Tzorchian. He says, if his daughter is married and she's staying by him, then Rav Yashiv Paskins Shekodim Yadliku Esaneros V'Yivarech. And only afterwards his daughter should light. So he should light in that situation rather than his married daughter. And he says, let's say the husband's away with his wife in the hospital, and the only people in the house are the sons and the daughters. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskin that it's preferable for the daughters to light versus the sons. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ubimei Nidusa, when a woman is in Nida, Ha'isha Mevareches Bi'atzma. There is no problem with the woman lighting the Shabbos candles and making the bracha herself. Interesting, in the Shari Tshuva, in Oz Gimel, he brings down an interesting custom. Before, we talked about when a woman forgot to light the Shabbos candles. He says, he brings down that the Shiur Bracha brings down in the name of Marenu Shmuel Shar Aryeh in Dagos Ksiv Yad, that it's better for the woman, rather than lighting extra candles herself, that she should give to a poor woman money to pay for the oil for her to light the Shabbos candles. He points out this doesn't seem to be the minhag. We possibly light the maril that she should light an extra candle, but it is a beautiful idea. If a woman can do both, kol hakavod. Why are the women specifically more responsible for the lighting of the Shabbos candles than the men? So the Mechaber continues and he writes, because the women are in the house more, and therefore they deal with the inyanim of the house more, and the candles are an inyan for the house. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Beis, there's another reason, V'otam, Neshekip Sanei Rosh Hashanah. We just pointed this out from the Dirshu footnote, because she extinguished the light of the world, Shegarma Miso Li Adam Harisha, because she unfortunately was involved in the chait of eating from the Eitz Hadash, she caused Adam to eat from it and caused death to come to the world. However, but the Mishnah Berurah points out, which we'll learn in a moment, that it is preferable for the man to be involved somewhat with lighting the candles, that he should go and make sure that the candles are all fully prepared. Dirshu foot number 20 brings down, V'chin dikte karukiva eger b'mishnais, and the Mishnais and Shabbos, Rukiva eger, Zatzal brings down from the Lashon of the Mishnah, al shalosh averos noshin mesos b'shas lidosin, that Rachmon el Islan, women can die for three sins when they give birth to children. They're held accountable, especially at that time. And of course, we know, shenon zihiros b'nida, they're not careful with nida, they're not careful b'chala, u'bahadloka saner. And it says, v'lo kosav hatana u'biner, it says b'hadloka saner. Now, in regards to nida, it doesn't say the dinam of nida, it says nida. By chala, it says chala. So therefore, his medayik over there, it says hadlokas haner, lomar she'enu hanoshim mitzuvos al tikkun haner el al hadlokaso, that the women are obligated to light the candles, but it's the man's obligation to set everything up for the woman so she can light the candles. And in fact, the Gemara brings down many situations where the Tanayim prepared in some way, they would light the candles before Shabbos for their wives, and of course then extinguish them so the wives would have an easily lit candle available for them. He also brings down that, of course, one should do this well enough in advance. If the husband's preparing the candles for his wife, lighting them and then extinguishing them so they'll light easier, he should obviously do this well before the woman is supposed to light, so it shouldn't be at the last moment when she's rushed. He should not be the cause in any way of the woman delaying to light candles and Rahman al-Islam lighting them after the proper Zman when it's already Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if a person doesn't have enough over here for both the candles for Shabbos and for Kiddush, im ein yodo maseges liknos ner l'shabbos u'l'kiddush hayom, he doesn't have both enough money for the Shabbos candles and for Kiddush, so then ner Shabbos kodem, then here Shabbos candles come first. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel, v'yafal gav debi Kiddush daraisa, even though Kiddush is daraisa, there is a mitzvah daraisa debi mekadesh Shabbos, however, mikom mokom al hayayin derabbanan, the rabbi said that you should be making Kiddush on wine to fulfill your obligation daraisa of making Kiddush. But technically, if a person doesn't have wine, he can still be yotzi the mitzvah daraisa of making Kiddush. And he says, the min ha-Torah yotzi betvila, just by davening, by chula shamayim arts, when you say that, you're a yotzi, according to many opinions, the mitzvah daraisa of saying Kiddush. We will learn these halachas of mitzvah Shem in a few weeks. Furthermore, the hayochel lekadesh al pas. And by the way, if you don't have wine, you're also allowed to go be mekadesh on pas, which, of course, we said was the first priority. If a person knows he has very limited resources, he should buy bread, then he should buy Shabbos candles, and then he should only buy the other additional things. The issue food number 21 brings out a very interesting idea from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. He says, nowadays, when most people don't have candles, people have electricity, they have lights. Shayayin lekiddush kodem lahadloka saner. Nowadays, wine would actually take precedence to the candles for lighting Shabbos candles, because you do have lights in the house with the electric lights. And he brings that as well from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, shebemokum she'ein haner nitzrach, kideish lo yichshalu, where you don't need to have candles, you shouldn't trip because there's light from other sources, hayayin lekiddush kodulaner, then wine would take precedence over the purchase of candles. That concludes today's shiur.